Obernewton. Written and read by Isabel Carmody. Marrowman came to my prison window that night. I tried to explain that I was going away, but he was still under the sway of his fit, and I could not tell how much he understood. "The mountains have called at last," he said dreamily. "Last night I dreamed of the old one again. She said your destiny is there." "Oh, don't," I begged, but Marrowman was merciless in his fey state. "I smell the white in the mountains," he told me with drifting eyes that reflected the moonlight. I found myself trembling after he had gone and wished that now, of all times, Marrowman had been his grumpy, sensible self, all too ready to scoff at my fears. I slept fitfully until I heard movement at the door. It was still not dawn, and I wondered if the carriage had arrived already. But it was Jess. "Forgive me," he said. I gaped at him. "I didn't tell them that business about the water, I swear. I thought of it to save myself, but I didn't. I don't know how they came to know. I wouldn't blame you for thinking I had done it," he said wretchedly. "It's better that they think I am only a dreamer and not a birth misfit," I said earnestly, hoping he would not confess his anguish to poor Rosamund, who might reveal her part in my denunciation. "It shames me that when they read your name out, I thought only of myself," he said in a muffled voice. He seemed to feel he had betrayed me simply because the thought had occurred to him, and I sensed his rigid nature would crumble completely if I allowed him to break down. "Soon you will have your certificate. You will be able to petition for me," I said softly. "But Obernewton does not release those it takes," he whispered. Hastily I took his hand. "Oh, Jess," I said, "you saw the keeper. Did she look so awful? I'm not frightened, and I would have hated the council farms," I added with a smile. Wanly, he smiled back. There was a movement outside, and a voice called that the carriage was ready. I looked at Jess in sudden concern, fearing what would happen if he was caught with me. But seeing my alarm, he shook his head, saying the herder himself had given permission for Jess to say prayers for my soul. I noticed he still wore the armband, but I said nothing. He leaned forward suddenly, his eyes fierce. "I will come and get you one day, I promise." "But you are only 16, I thought, "with 2 more long years until you can apply for your certificate." Instinct told me this would be our last goodbye. Impulsively, I flung my arms around him. "Dear Jess, it really is best this way," I said. "Except for our parting, I am honestly glad it is done with."
"Time now," said the guardian.
Jess nodded. Suddenly aware that he was being watched, he said the last few chants of a prayer. "Goodbye," I whispered. He did not wait to see me bundled into the dark coach, and I was glad for it. I sat back into the stiff upholstery and wondered what destiny waited for me at Obernewton.